Not only does prayer shape an environment wherein God reveals himself in the person of Jesus and how he's loved us through the sacrifice of Jesus paying the penalty for sin that we ought to pay.
Prayer, it should always be our starting point. And today on Making Your Life Count, Byron Spradlin is our guest.
What I'm finding about the dynamic of prayer is that prayer is the ultimate sort of base environment wherein God comes and meets individuals. And so I have, over the last maybe decade or more, I've gone from worrying a great deal about explaining every aspect of salvation to moving to bring people to a place where I pray with them and ask the Lord to literally touch them. Now, we know in our conservative evangelical backgrounds that that has some degree of controversy, but I'm telling you what, people don't want to know about God. They want to interact with him. And that's why I had to actually work through the whole issue of, is God supernatural or is this just a philosophy? And I'm a good Trinitarian evangelical believer, no question about that. I do have a denominational background and such, but God is bigger than that.
Byron began praying with people even before they had a firm grasp on faith.
I have been praying with people even before I explained the gospel to them, asking the Lord that he actually would touch them. And then all I have to do is be like Philip with the Ethiopian official. You know, he was already interacting with the Lord. The Lord's spirit was already drawing him. And finally said, so just explain this to me. I think I'm getting this to some degree, but now just explain it, because he had already been touched by the Lord.
What a great example. God is always working behind the scenes. Even if you don't understand all the details, keep on praying. Do you want more ideas about prayer? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.